You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hanat Baba. In San Francisco, you can call 311 to file a complaint with a number of city departments. So, for example, if you're concerned about a homeless person or encampment in your neighborhood, you'd call 311. Each month, around 4,000 complaints are filed about homelessness in the city. After the calls are made, a city coalition called Healthy Streets Operations Center is supposed to take it from there. But what actually happens after those calls are made caught the attention of SF Weekly reporter and editor Nuala Sawyer. She recently investigated the homelessness complaint system for the paper and joined me in studio to talk about what she found. Can you first tell me about 311, what it is and what it's supposed to do?
Yeah, 311 is actually an amazing tool. It is a kind of catch-all for everything that could possibly go wrong in San Francisco. If you have a tree that needs trimming, you can go through 311. If you need to file a complaint with the Department of Building Inspection, you can go through 311. If you need to file a complaint about trash in front of your house, you can go through 311. So it's basically, again, like a catch-all that will then disseminate that information to different city departments to address.
Okay. And in for your article, what were you looking at? What part of 311 calls?
I was looking at the calls that were coming in related to homelessness. And so that could be all sorts of things. It could be someone who is acting erratically, who appears unhoused. It could be an encampment on a certain street. It could be someone sleeping on a mattress in front of your house. There are a ton of phone calls that come into 311 every month about homelessness. In fact, it's around 3,000 to 4,000
a month,
which is nuts.
Just in San Francisco.
Just in San Francisco. And so that's a pretty big issue. And so I think that people will call 311 because they think that getting the city involved in these issues is a way to get them out of sight, and then also to help the people who are living on the streets.
Okay. That is a large number of calls per month. What then happens after I make that call? What's supposed to happen?
Yeah. So what is supposed to happen is all of these calls will get picked up by this group called HSOC, which is an acronym for the Healthy Streets Operations Center. And it was designed with really, really good intentions in mind. Knowing that 311 was getting floods of these calls and not having a proper way to address them, the city decided to create this center that is actually a physical center that will look at these calls coming in and then dispatch the appropriate party. And so the center is a collaboration between the Department of Public Works, the San Francisco Police Department, the Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing, and the Department of Public Health. And so by having this communication between all of these different agencies is a really good way to potentially solve the issue.
Theoretically. And
yes.
Then you actually dug into what is actually happening.
Yes. So what is actually happening is that most, if not all, of the calls are being dispatched to SFPD and to Public Works. And so the Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing is actually playing a very, very minimal role in responding to these calls.
So it's police that are going out.
Yeah, and that is...
And the Public Works people.
Exactly. And that creates problems for a number of issues. First of all, people who are experiencing homelessness are, you know, victims of a number of different things. It could be drug use and addiction issues. It could be mental health. It could be physical disabilities. And police and Department of Public Works employees are not adequately trained to address the complicated needs of this community. And that's why we have outreach workers with the Department of Homelessness. That's why we have trained health professionals with the Department of Public Works who are skilled in applying street medicine skills to these populations.
So why then are they not responding and it's the police and the public works people?
That's a really good question. And it's one that I actually don't have an answer to yet. I did reach out to the Department of Homelessness and I didn't get an answer from them. I know that out of the about 80 people that they have on their homeless outreach team, only 3 are specifically designated as encampment resolution people.
Three.
And an article came out in the Chronicle recently that also pointed out that a lot of the people employed on the homeless outreach team are really drastically underpaid. And so I think burnout is high, turnover is high for financial reasons. And so creating those long-lasting relationships with people who live on the street is more difficult for people holding that job, I think. And even if you have 80 homeless outreach team workers in San Francisco, do you just think about the numbers that we have on our streets? So our last point in time count had about 8,000 people. And those are just visible people who are living on the streets. And so if you think, even if all 80 of those homeless outreach team workers were out there with every single 311 call, the numbers, it's still not enough.
So what happens typically when police and public works people are the ones who show up on the scene?
Mm-hmm. So there's a phrase that I find really troubling that is used a lot by politicians and by department heads, and that's resolution. And so their main goal, that I understand it, in going out and responding to these 311 calls, let's say I called in and said, you know, there's a big encampment in front of my house and it makes me uncomfortable and I would like you to get rid of it. They would come in and they would quote-unquote, resolve that encampment. And that usually means throwing everything, all of the belongings, into the back of a truck and taking it away. If people are there to claim their belongings, occasionally they can keep them. But being homeless requires you to run all over the city. If you're just looking for water or bathroom, or you need to go to a food kitchen across town, or you need to have an appointment with a doctor or a caseworker, mm-hmm. it's very difficult to bring everything that you own with you. And so if you're not there and your belongings get thrown into the back of a truck, theoretically, you're supposed to be able to go to this big yard that the Department of Public Works has and reclaim your belongings. But all of the homeless people I've talked to who've had their encampment swept have not been able to reclaim their stuff.
What else did you find in your reporting that did not match the theory of what's supposed to happen with HSOC?
I think, again, just that lack of collaboration, that homelessness should not be a police enforcement issue. It should never be a police enforcement issue. Homelessness, the solution to homelessness, I always say, is housing. It's absolutely housing. And so in order to really fix this issue of encampments on our streets and people being out on our streets, we need to have an exit plan for them. And so even if the Healthy Streets Operations Center was working perfectly and it had all of the resources that it needed to an approach a camp, you know, ethically and emotionally and supportively, you need to have somewhere for people to go. And at the moment, we don't have that.
More housing, but then this is San Francisco, where mm-hmm. housing is just becoming unaffordable for so many people. What do you see happening?
You know, it's very, very easy looking at our homelessness crisis in San Francisco to get depressed. It is rough out there. It is sad.
Was it hard for you in this reporting?
It's always hard for me. But also, you know, what I think is always at the heart of this is there are so many fiercely intelligent people working on our homelessness crisis, on the front lines of our homelessness crisis in San Francisco. And anytime I get depressed about it, I just turn to them because they are so skilled and so compassionate, and they know exactly what needs to be done. And the idea that there aren't solutions to this is completely false. There might not be in City Hall, but you go to any of these organizations with frontline workers, and they will tell you, you know, if they had a budget of $300 million, what they would be doing with that money. There are ideas out there, and there are solutions that are being invented just as we sit here and talk.
That's Nuala Sawyer, reporter and editor at SF Weekly. She wrote the article, City's Response to 311 Homeless Calls Under Fire. We have a link to the article at our website.